You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Thursday, June 10th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. We begin the day in Green Bay, where Packers head coach Matt LaFleur met the media yesterday. And of course, he was asked about his current communication with Aaron Rodgers. And of course, he didn't want to answer. Quote, I'm not going to get into my conversations with Aaron and the communication. I think, you know, I'm naturally optimistic, but you know, again, we'll take it day by day and do whatever we can to help remedy the situation. I guess that's good to hear if you're a Packers fan, and this might be as well. According to former Green Bay wide receiver James Jones, things between Rodgers and the team aren't as bad as they seem. He told Colin Cowherd that he believes Rodgers will report for training camp. And he also said Rodgers' biggest issue with the team isn't the drafting of Jordan Love. Quote, it's not about who you're bringing in. I can't control who you draft. I can't control who you bring in free agency. But what I do want a little input on is the guys you're letting out of the building. You've had guys like Jordy Nelson who are willing to take a pay cut to play, and you say, no, get out of here anyway. I think it's the guys getting out of the building. And he's seen walking out of the building and still wanted to be in Green Bay and still could have been contributors to winning a championship. Outside of Aaron Rodgers, quarterback Jordan Love reportedly had a better day at practice yesterday than he did on Tuesday and afterwards said he is, quote, 100% ready to start in week one. That's what I'm here for. I was drafted here to play quarterback, so I'll definitely be ready week one. James Jones wasn't the only former teammate to speak for a star. Let's go to Houston now, where former Texans safety Kareem Jackson told Aqib Talib on his podcast that Deshaun Watson has a destination in mind when his NFL career resumes. Quote, I've got a great relationship with Deshaun. I've been talking to him the last couple weeks, man. And like all he's been telling me is like, look, Jack, just tell them. That's where I want to be. I want to be in Denver. Reports say there are multiple teams still interested in Watson if and when he resolves the 22 sexual assault lawsuits against him. Houston, by the way, canceled mandatory minicamp this year, but that's okay. I'm sure they'll be good enough without the extra practice, right? More quarterback news from the state of Texas now. Let's go to Dallas. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott says he isn't thinking about the ankle injury that he sustained in October of last season. Quote, I've buried the injury, honestly, guys. You know me. From the point of practice, from the point of just moving forward and going about my life, I've buried it mentally, and I think you guys and a lot of people around have to help me in burying it as well as we move forward. Prescott said, and this is true, that he put the injury out of his mind on May 5th after doing some, quote, little Cinco de Mayo dance moves. One more quarterback story for you, and it involves the Super Bowl champ, so we save the best for last in this case, and it's Tom Brady, who told reporters that he knew in April and May of 2020 that his knee was an issue and that he was probably going to have surgery to get it fixed. It clearly bothered Brady all last year. He said as much. He said at times he was protecting the knee. There's just one problem. Tom Brady never appeared on an injury report last season. So the ball's in the NFL's court right now. In 2009, the NFL handed out multiple fines to the Jets for not disclosing Brett Favre's partially torn biceps tendon in 2008. Are they going to do anything now? Probably not. And since we're being honest, I have to admit, I lied. There's actually one more quarterback story I want to sneak in here. Congratulations go to Peyton Manning. Not only is he going to go into the Hall of Fame this year, he's also going into the Broncos Ring of Fame. He spent his final four seasons in Denver, setting the single season record for yards and touchdowns in one of them. Of course, he got to two Super Bowls and one Super Bowl 50 in his final NFL game. Manning was a unanimous selection to the Ring of Fame, according to Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis, and he joins former Bronco Champ Bailey as the only players to be honored by both the Broncos and the Hall of Fame in the same year. Let's move away from the quarterbacks for a bit, and let's talk about some wide receivers. And we're going to go to Atlanta, and no, we're not going to talk about the All-Pro that they just traded out of town. We're going to talk about Calvin Ridley, because he's the new number one receiver for the Falcons, but he is not on the field for the team's minicamp because he recently underwent foot surgery, which NFL Network reported as minor, which is funny because there is no minor surgery unless it's on somebody else. The good news is, however, he is expected to be good to go for training camp. One guy who may not be ready to go for the start of training camp is Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper. According to Ian Rapoport, Cooper had a, quote, irritation that happened roughly 2 weeks ago, which has prevented Cooper from doing any running and may prevent him from doing any running 2 to 3 weeks from now. The Cowboys could list Cooper on the physically unable to perform list to start camp, as he is unlikely to be in shape and could risk aggravating the ankle. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, June 10th, 2021. Please, we remind you, follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, leave us a 5-star rating and a review too. If you leave us a question, I promise you we will answer it on the show. Remember, there's a new schedule for the NFL show this offseason. The look ahead with myself and RJ Ochoa is going to drop on Friday this week. Stay tuned for that. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.